Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Riding the Storm Out. My name is Paul Blair, and I am alongside my good friend
Dan Fisher.
We are the co-pastors of Fairview Baptist Church in Edmond, Oklahoma. Dan's been in ministry for 46 years. He is 112 years old. He
just looks good younger for that on the age,
exactly. I've been in ministry for 21 years and was a football player and a variety of things before that. We have a unique worldview, is that we both are students of history, we're students of politics, we're students of government, and we're obviously students of the Bible and eschatology. So we can bring a certain biblical perspective on current cultural events that we think you'll find interesting. Today we want to talk about proper government and the proper role of government. And I want to first lay out this, what I think is an outline of a biblical worldview, just so people have it in the back of their minds, and then you and I can launch and talk from there. You know, we have been trained to think that government, and we think of the United States Capitol or the Oklahoma Capitol or the White House. When we hear the word government, we immediately default to that big building. We think that government, civil government, is supposed to be the answer of all of our problems and tell us when to wear a mask and when to take vitamin C and when to wash our hands and how many times to wipe your rear and everything else.
Yeah, you know, they got all that.
The reality is that God has dealt with every issue, and he has assigned it to one of four realms of government. It begins with an individual, self-government, your responsibility to make good decisions, to choose right and wrong.
Then you mean you can know when to wear a coat?
No, I'm a victim of my circumstances. If you don't tell me that it's cold outside,
you'll just go outside and freeze.
I won't know any better. In fact, I'll probably go outside without drying off, and I'll be wet, and then it'll be all over.
Oh, you'll just be an icicle.
Icicles like on the old
like
warm
today.
Exactly. Well, self-government, then there's the realm of family government. In fact, that's exactly how it was organized in Scripture. First, you had Adam and Eve, and then you had Adam and Eve together as the family, and Cain and Abel and the children. And then you have the realm of church government. There are certain responsibilities that has been entrusted to the local New Testament church. And then what's supposed to be the least intrusive and the most specific as far as its limited responsibility is this realm of civil government.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, just to summarize what the Scripture says, whether you're starting in Genesis chapter 9 or looking at Romans 13 or any other passage in between, the role of the civil government is to punish evildoers and to protect those of us that are doing the right thing so that we may live peaceably in all godliness.
Yeah.
The civil government is not supposed to make every decision about every minute detail. It's supposed to have a very limited responsibility. Now we are living in the day and age in which we find ourselves.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, we're seeing some things, my friend, that I never thought I'd see.
No, me neither.
I don't know if you saw this last week on the news or what's going on in Australia.
Oh, good grief.
You had people that were outside watching the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Australia's in absolute panic. They're locked down.
They're nuts.
It's amazing. Their COVID rates are through the roof.
Yeah.
And they're doing everything the way they're supposed to be doing.
By the way, you'll also find that all the states that are locked down the tightest with masks
they're
and
the
all
worst.
The ones that, yeah.
Well,
it really works.
You've seen police out handcuffing people and arresting people.
And forcing them, putting a shot in them.
Yes. And what are the crimes of these people? One, either saying, I would rather not have that, whatever that is, in my body because it's my body, or saying, I choose to be able to breathe air without having to breathe CO2 and have humidity and all
and
this
bacteria
around my face. And that has now become a crime. And you see police officers, rather than arresting robbers and burglars and murderers, they're now arresting people.
Sunset watchers. Yeah. Yeah, or if they hear that the local animal shelter is going to give away dogs, they kill all the dogs so the people won't come out of their houses and go get the dogs.
I couldn't believe when I heard that. Let me ask you this. Is there a point where the police overstep their God-given responsibility and, quite frankly, their legal responsibility according as has been entrusted to them by a local municipal charter or a state constitution or a federal constitution? Is there a point where policemen can be told to do something that in itself is breaking the law?
Yeah, of course there is. You know, the thing about it is, Paul, you just mentioned either Old or New Testament. Mm-hmm.
the basic purpose of civil government is to punish the bad guys and protect the good guys. I mean, that's as simple as that. That's their job. And then when you look at the American concept, according to our Declaration of Independence, we believe, and it's kind of a revolutionary thought, at least in that time, and compared to most other governments even today, but that government gets its power from the people, and that the people get their power directly from God. So Jefferson says governments are created by the people and operate according to the what? The consent of the governed. And the primary job of that government is to protect our unalienable rights. And then he says, if a government ever stops doing that, you have three options, DEFCON, what I call DEFCON 3, 2, and 1. You can either alter it, DEFCON 3. You can throw it off. I mean, excuse me, you can abolish it and start over. That's DEFCON 2. Or you've waited too long and now it's a tyranny and you have to throw it off, which is DEFCON 1. You can't, you don't have to be a constitutional scholar or a historian to understand that. It's very, very simple.
And we know that, and we celebrate. Inherently, we celebrate freedom. Every 4th of July.
Well, at least we used to.
Yeah, exactly. Every 4th of July, we celebrate a DEFCON 1 moment. Where he had 56 men
that's what
said,
they did. It was
we have
DEFCON
done everything
1.
We can to try to appeal to the King of England and Parliament to stop these unconstitutional, illegal, ungodly acts of tyranny, but they refuse to listen. Therefore, we are throwing it off.
We are seceding.
We celebrate every Thanksgiving when you have a local congregation of, of Christians
we call them
meeting
pilgrims.
In
they were Scrooby,
England. Exactly. They threw off the tyranny of the Church of England.
Yep.
We celebrated
and broke the, by the way, broke
the
law to go to Holland.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
so,
right.
So they broke the law to get there, and yet we celebrate them.
But it was an unjust law.
That's it.
Because that's the thing
the key
you talk
point.
About all the time, my friend, is that in the Romans 13 calls those civil leaders as ministers of God to thee for good.
You mean guys like Adolf Hitler?
No.
Who do you mean?
I mean those that are actually doing the proper role abuse of government, as you just mentioned.
Yeah.
So, quite frankly, a city official or a governor or a legislator.
You mean like David Holt?
No.
Mayor
no,
of Oklahoma
no,
City?
No. You're just not following me here. I'm talking about a true limited government.
Oh, I was thinking tyrant.
Oh, you're thinking about modern governments.
Yeah, I was thinking of people that misuse government.
Yeah, that misuse government. I gotcha. Like Joe Biden. Exactly.
Exactly, in Afghanistan.
Or, quite frankly, like the school board in the city of Edmond.
Oh, no. They're not abusing power, are they?
No, they wouldn't do that in this day.
No.
I don't know. In case the folks aren't. In Oklahoma, our legislature actually did a very good thing where they said, which is in itself a news story, that the legislature had to do something right.
Yeah.
But they actually passed a bill stating that school boards could not mandate masks. Now, there was another article that came out today. You know, we used to know that masks don't stop viruses. That was common knowledge up until a year ago. Then all of a sudden, now we're being told that masks do stop viruses, except that every study says that masks don't stop viruses.
Well, Fauci used to tell us they didn't.
Yeah, and the CDC and the Surgeon General, they all said that. Actually, they said it didn't stop viruses until they said it did stop viruses.
Yeah. Well, what really works is a plexiglass shield like those football coaches use that have these great big openings at the top and the bottom.
The viruses can't go around.
Cannot go. These viruses are very, very timid.
Another safety measure is to quickly be seated in a restaurant.
Then you can pull your mask off. You can't spread it once you're seated.
If you're seated in an airplane, you're still at risk.
But you can pull it down to take a drink or eat something, and it doesn't get out.
But you've got to put it right back up again.
Well, because these are really slow viruses, and they can't react very fast.
If you give them a head fake, you look that direction,
they don't know. They don't
drink.
Know. They thought you were going the other way.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's a perfect example, Paul, of the general principle that government should have very limited jurisdiction over us, and their jurisdiction ultimately is controlled by the people.
By the people. That's exactly right.
And see, we have lost that understanding. In America, the government is the people.
Yep, that's right.
And the people that are in the buildings of government are hired by us to do our bidding.
The limited responsibilities that we have entrusted to them.
Yeah.
Because that's how it is. You know, think of, if you and I were starting, just the members in this room, okay, you and I are both created equal. Neither one of us have the right to rule over the other because we're created equal.
Yeah, so if I we were to rule over you, though.
If we were going to come together and decide to create some little community, we would have to constitute some limited form of
government. You mean
government. A compact? Yeah, it's a great idea. Or a constitution, something like
that.
Yeah. And we would delegate, okay, we will give this little this limited civil authority certain responsibilities, and we pledge to be governed by the law. Not by a man, not by a group of men, but we pledge to be governed by the law. Well, that's what they did. All power comes from the people.
Yeah.
And when the people that are elected step outside the limited responsibility that was entrusted to them and written down in the Constitution, if they do something that's illegal, then it's not a law at all.
No, it's
and
not.
Need not be followed.
No, and in fact, Jefferson and many of our framers yep. said that very thing, and though we don't have time to get into it, maybe in the future we'll
we
give
will.
A few quotes. Yep. But, you know, the preachers of the 18th century, right before and even during the War of Independence, they preached sermons on this, and they literally said that he who governs mm-hmm. and breaks the law at the same time is a tyrant.
Yep.
And deserves no submission, and the people actually have a responsibility, not just a right,
yeah, it's a responsibility.
But a responsibility to put those people out of office. Yeah. And I don't know when it happened, I don't know how it happened, but Paul, we have lost that understanding, and I'm not sure that we're going to get it back until we lose enough of our freedoms that it hurts enough.
We've been trained to behave the way we do. Rather than recognize, we have been trained to think that if the governor says it, then it must be so. No, quite frankly,
no.
The governor has limited responsibilities. The governor can't say, Dan Fisher, I demand that you put orange shag carpeting in your house.
Yeah.
He has no authority over what you do inside your house. And the same thing is true with all of these things. And what we have got to learn is that tyranny is when, you know, we talked about the four realms of government. Self-government, family government, church government, civil government. The only realm that has the power of the sword, as you talk about in your book on Romans 13, is the civil government. And when the civil government begins infringing into the church and into the family and into the individual, that is what tyranny is.
That is tyranny.
Because the individual and the church, we don't carry the authority of the sword. Civil government does, so they can impose tyranny and become all-powerful. And that's why we have to be ever vigilant yeah. when the civil government gets outside of its limited role yeah. and responsibility.
Well, and see what we've allowed to happen, and COVID is a perfect example. We have allowed government to say, yes, but in these special yeah. circumstances, we do have this power. So, for instance, they decided during the COVID scare, which is a whole other subject, but they mm-hmm. decided that they had determined what's essential.
Yeah.
So they said, okay, Home Depot and Lowe's and Walmart, those are essential. Now, that which is spiritual, oh, that's not important.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to call churches essential until a tornado rips through more. And then what is the
right.
first thing they do? They go to the churches and say, will you help us?
Yeah.
Or when a hurricane like Ida goes through New Orleans, and then they're yelling for the religious community, the faith community to come out. They never had the power.
Mm-hmm.
to declare who is and is not essential to begin with, Paul, mm-hmm. but they
That's
will
right.
take every
sure.
power that we allow them to take.
Yep.
They
won't give it back.
No, because mm-hmm. government, by its very definition, craves power.
Sure.
Because of the fallenness of man. And that's why our framers, and I'm sure if you had asked them in 1789 or 1792, do you think you put enough checks and balances? I think they would have said, good grief, I don't see how in the world
mm-hmm.
Power-mongering people could get around all of the checks and balances. But over a period of 200 years,
yep.
with amending the Constitution, allowing courts to
court rulings
write
after.
In mm-hmm. What they interpret.
Precedent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, yeah, over a 200 or a little over 200 year period of time, yeah, they have found, crafty men have found ways around it. And I think Christians in particular, you and I, we've been addressing this from the pulpit. And I would say to the folks watching or listening out there, if you go to a church where the pastor doesn't deal with these issues,
yeah.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
You don't need to pray and ask God if he wants you to leave. I can tell you he wants you to leave. And whether they come to Fairview or not, they need to go to a church.
Yeah.
There are very few of them. that will deal with these kinds of subjects. Mm-hmm. These right. are not political yep. issues, Paul. Sure. These are spiritual.
Well, we're supposed to be making disciples. A disciple is one who comes to faith in Christ, but then follows Christ in every area of his yeah. life. So everything we do, whether it's our business ethics, whether it's our family lives, whether it's our hobbies, whether it's our politics.
You mean
everything we do is to bring glory to God.
You mean I've got to take Jesus into everything?
Yeah, you're supposed to take him with you everywhere.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, so he's Lord of everything.
He's supposed to be Lord of all. Yeah,
oh,
that's
my.
Kind of a catchy
So
tie.
We can't compartmentalize
no,
our,
we're not
our lives into the
well, much of
spiritual
America does.
And the secular?
That's what we've become Gnostics here in America. That's exactly where we're at.
Yeah, and see, that's the problem. And so this really is spiritual. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why modern preachers can't connect the dots. Mm-hmm. But they just think that the stuff that we're talking about right now has no spiritual worth whatsoever, and there's nothing in Scripture about it. I see it the exact opposite.
Sure.
Now, they're going to believe there was a connection when their churches are closed and right. they're thrown in the clinker
right.
for preaching the truth
and
or daring
that. We've
not
seen
to
that
submit.
This last year across the country.
That's well, it, you know, people say, well, it's happening in Canada. No, it's happening in Baton mm-hmm. Rouge, Louisiana, mm-hmm. because Tony Spell was arrested 33 times under house arrest
for
part
having
of the time.
Church.
Yeah, he wouldn't close his church down. Mm-hmm. Now, finally, he won in the court system, but he had to go all the way to the Fifth Circuit, the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Well, let's make just a few points as we're about to run out of time here in a minute. Let's remind everybody that in our Declaration of Independence, it comes from a biblical worldview, the laws of nature and nature's God. And it specifically
That's
says...
That's laws of the jungle now.
It specifically says that the entire purpose of the civil government is to secure our unalienable rights, rights given to us by God, being life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Now, Chris Cuomo told Judge Roy Moore that our rights do not come from God, they come from government.
So I forgot Cuomo's, the Cuomo
I'm
effect.
I'm sorry, I interrupted Jim, probably got you off. No, so you said our rights yep. unalienable, they come from God.
Unalienable right is anything that God has given to us to enjoy the blessings of this life.
Yeah.
So that would include, from the old Jewish perspective, you're running your family, you're running your business, you're
Private
buying
property,
and selling property owner.
That's
everything.
Exactly right.
So there is no case, not even in pandemic, where the civil authority has the
no.
responsibility or the authority to say, you must close your business.
Nope.
Your business isn't important. This one is. You've got to close. So that was wrong. Second thing that was wrong is just recently at the Edmond School Board, when the school board circumvented state law, which said that school boards can't mandate masks.
Yeah.
Now, again, masks are part of self-government.
If it's you want to wear a mask, wear one.
If you want to wear 10, wear 10.
Put a pillowcase over your head.
Yeah. If you think that works, go ahead. But that's not the civil authority's responsibility to mandate masks any more than they can mandate you taking vitamin C or wearing a jacket whenever it's winter outside.
Yeah.
That's personal responsibility. That's part of self-government. But the school board tried to circumvent the law by delegating that authority to the superintendent. Now, I hope they get their tails kicked on this, because that is clearly shirking their responsibility.
Yeah, because when it said school boards, by implication,
yep.
it would mean officials of the
Absolutely.
School.
Absolutely. And the superintendent is hired by the school board and
serves at
their... So
he's an employee of the school board.
Yeah, their representative.
Yeah.
And then the last thing that really we need everyone to think about, because it's going to come to all of our doorsteps at some point in time. It will come. Those of you in business, are you prepared to stand up and say no to being bullied into forcibly taking a vaccine, or not even a vaccine, but some
a
genetic
shot,
manipulation?
Whatever it is.
Are you willing to stand up and say no and pay the price? That's the only way you're going to stop a bully from picking on you is if you stand up and say no. The government is going to continue to take power as long as we give it to them.
Well, especially tyrants.
Absolutely.
I mean, there are a few good people that kind of get it with government, and they're not going to do that. But typically, they don't get elected.
That's right.
The people that get elected are power mongers.
And the other thing is, as we need members of the law enforcement community, we need police chiefs, we need sheriffs, we need others to be thinking about this. At some point in time, if what's going on in Australia was to come to Oklahoma or come to the United States of America, and you are ordered to arrest a man for watching a sunset, or to
Good
arrest somebody
grief.
For not wearing a mask. Hey, folks, just a year ago, none of us ever thought of wearing a mask, and nobody thought anything about it. We used to smile at each other. Now we are in this craziness. Law enforcement
yeah.
officers, mayors, city councilmen, legislators, think of what the proper role of proper government is, what the Bible actually says your role and responsibility is. And you have got to be prepared and be thinking about it now.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, the sheriff's a perfect example is the movie Defiance, which tells the story of the Jews in Belarus. And if you remember, they had been disarmed, so nobody had guns. And then here come the Nazis and all. But the movie begins with a local sheriff that's who's going out rounding up Jews. And he crumpled. When will we stand? And we better start thinking about those things. Paul, you are exactly right, because every inch that we give tyrants, they'll take a mile. And history proves that. And I'm fearful that Americans have been so conditioned to just bend the knee and lick the jackboot that we'll just do whatever. We'll trade a little liberty for what we perceive to be a little security. And Benjamin Franklin said, if you do that, you deserve neither.
And we'll have neither.
And we'll have neither. Well, buddy, you know, I'm looking at the clock.
But
we're
that's an excellent point. You're right. But the deal on Defiance, you know, that sheriff, his excuse was, I was just following orders.
That's what they all said at the Nuremberg trials.
That's exactly right. And it was told
following
at Nuremberg,
commands.
That's not an excuse.
That's not an excuse.
It's up to each and every one of us to do the right thing. Whatever
exactly
you do,
right.
We're to glorify God.
Even if it costs us. There's going to be some Christians in Afghanistan that are going to die, probably are right now, dying for their faith. And they don't want to do that.
Sure.
But they're willing to stand.
They won't compromise. They won't deny the name of Jesus.
If we don't stand now, we're going to be standing against that.
That's right. That's right. We don't want to get to that point.
No,
that's why
but
we've
I'm telling you, we've seen
now.
How fast this thing can cascade, and we better learn. Well, buddy, I think we've used up our time.
Always enjoy visiting with you.
Yeah, man, it's great. I hope the folks are enjoying this, and there's some worth that they can pull out of it.
Well, thank you for joining us for another edition of Riding the Storm Out. Follow us at @OutRiding. That's @OutRiding. And we look forward to being with you to share our little bit of insight on what's going on in the world each and every week. God bless you until next time. And may God bless America.
See you soon.